Blog Talk Radio.
A good evening. We do, first of all, give honor to God for life, health, and strength. We thank Him for all that He continues to do for us. We thank Him for blessing us to be a part of this ministry program on tonight. We pray that God just bless all of the listeners and anyone that may call in tonight, that we just do His will and continue to trust in Jesus for everything that He allows and leads us, through this program. It's been a long day. I'm a little tired in my body, but God's still able to see us through. And we're going to continue to thank Him and praise Him through it all. And, you know, tonight, we're going to look to the Lord. We're going to talk about a little bit about salvation, what we need to do in order to receive salvation, how we receive it, and a little bit about what God has done within the situation to whereas we could have salvation in His Son, Jesus Christ. We're going to have our opening prayer. We're going to continue to pray and look to the Lord to just lead us and guide us, Holy Spirit, through this evening. Pray for the sick and the needy. Praying for our immediate family and loved ones for strength. For all situations, because everyone somewhere around the world is going through something right now. And we're going to continue to pray for those that have lost loved ones. We're going to continue to pray for the COVID patients that are still going through COVID and their families. All of these killings from our young black, from police officers. We're going to continue to pray for the families and even for the officers that need salvation in their lives and that they understand the wrong that they've done. We want to continue to look to Christ because He's our only source for everything that's going on around this world right now, for protection, health, love and peace in our hearts. Because if it wasn't for Christ, we would get upset, do things out of character and things in our life. And we have to continue to show the love, praying for one another. We want to continue to pray for health and peace. All of our leaders, that God gives them the strength for things that they may be going through in life, as well as our families, because we don't look at their situations in life sometimes because we feel that God is continuing to, you know, keep problems away from them. They go through just like everyday people, and they still do God's will, sharing the gospel, sharing the word, and continuing to deal with family problems as well as the congregation in our churches. And they're still praying for us. So we pray that God would give them strength everywhere in their life that they need it. And I want to pray for the incarcerated, all of our world leaders, around and about. We want to pray for just the peace and love that God has given his people. Even though things around them is bad, we know who we trust in, and we know who continues to see us through everything we're going through. Our precious Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now, Lord, just thanking you, Lord, because you have blessed us in so many ways. We honor you because you are the creator of all things. You have given us a free will through your Son, Jesus Christ, for everything that he did on that cross, Lord, for the sin of the world. And if it hadn't have been for your Son, we wouldn't have life, Lord. We have an opportunity to get things right in life. We live in a world of sin, but Lord, we don't have to be of that world into sin. We continue to trust you. We continue to bless your holy name because you have blessed us in so many ways in our lives, Lord. Sometimes we don't pay attention to the things that you're truly blessing us with. Sometimes, Lord, we pray and give you a problem, Lord, and then we get in the way of it and take it back, Lord, instead of leaving it with you, Lord. I've done it before, Lord. And I ask you to continue to strengthen me, Lord, that when I'm praying for something and I give it to you, Lord, to get out of the way and leave it alone. I'm not perfect by no means, dear God, but I thank you for such a great salvation that you have chosen me for on this day and continue to bless me, Lord, to be able to come to a program to share your word, to share love. I honor you right now, dear God, because you mean so much to me. Your Son, Jesus, done it all. And I love the Lord tonight. I praise the Lord tonight because you've done so much for me, Lord. Help me, Lord, not to complain about the things that I can't do anything about, Lord. But help me to be able to make a change in what I can. Because, Lord, we have to do our part. Bless our children, our families, our loved ones. Help us, Lord, to teach the kids in the right way, dear God, a way of love. Help us to get down and pray with them, teaching them the Lord's Prayer, Lord. Because, Lord, without you in their lives, it's hard enough as it is to go through sometimes. But we want you to just continue, Lord, to help us to do what's right before the children, before everyone. We give you the honor and the praise and the glory. We ask that you bless all of our leaders, all of our church members, our church body, our neighborhood, our neighbors. And we give you all the honor, praise, and glory, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'd like to start out by saying good evening to each and everyone that have called, or each and everyone that may be listening in. Truly is an honor and a blessing to be here tonight. Tired in my body. Felt like I just didn't want to do much but just rest. But I have a work that the Lord has given me to do, and he's given me the strength to be able to do it. So I'm thankful tonight for all that he has done and he means in my life. I want to start out. It says, start your new life with Christ. You know, some of these verses that I'm coming up with is for us as Christians and for the sinner man to be able to receive Christ into their life. It says that you can have real lasting peace today through a relationship with Jesus Christ. Okay? I have the first step here is God's purpose, peace, and life. God loves you and wants you to experience peace and eternal life. That's for everyone. He's given us opportunity through his Son, Jesus. It says, the Bible says, we have peace with God through our Lord, Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. And when we're coming to God's word, and it's letting us know what we can have if we want to receive Christ into our lives. It doesn't mean that every day is going to be sunny. It's going to be a rainy day sometimes in your life. But with Christ into your life, you can enjoy the peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ still yet through the bad times as well as the good times. When you're living without that peace in Jesus, all you have left is to turn to the world, do the things of the world, the getting high, the doing the drugs and all kinds of mess, and then when all of that's over with, you're back at the same state of mind that you was before you went and started it. Some people even go as far as just ending it all, ending their life and their family's life, because they don't have that peace of mind that you can have if you have our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ into your life. The next one says, and this is a quite a familiar one here, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. It said that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, and that is that we may have an opportunity to be turned back to God, because for the sin of the world, God's back was turned towards man. And the only way that we could get back was through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He carried the sin of the world to that cross. He died, was buried, went down into the earth and preached to all of the saints back then, the sinner man back in the Old Testament day, to give him an opportunity. He rose, and all of this time beforehand, when he shed his blood before all of this, and before he went to that cross, he rose again. And when he ascended, the Father accepted the blood offering and the sacrifice that he had sacrificed for us. And this world, that we could have an opportunity to be turned back to God. And he did, and he paid the price and did it all. That every man and woman, boy, girl, child, whatever, to have a choice to make to have salvation. And this is what we have to do. A lot of people's wondering, what they have to do to have salvation. Jesus has already done it all. You have to repent, ask forgiveness, acknowledge your sin, and ask the Lord to forgive you of it and come into your life that you want to live for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He gives us this opportunity, our own free will, to make that choice. The next one says, I, Jesus, have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. John 10:10. He come that life could be more better for you living as a Christian, because you always have someone to go to. You always have someone on your side, walking right with you through your troubles, through your problems, through your downs, through your up times. Somebody you can pray and talk to be able to help you through when you're down in the valley and you think you're not going to be able to climb out of that valley and get over that hump. He's there with you. And you might get just about to the top of that hill and something hits you again and you fall back. But we can't give up. We have to continue to hold on. Keep climbing, keep pulling, keep trusting, keep praying. Because Christ is right there helping you to lift you up, to get over that hump. And then you'll mess around sometimes and you come up out of the valley and you don't even know when it happened, because he's already then worked it out. That's the blessings that he blesses us with sometimes. Things in our lives that we've been praying for happens, and we go to look at life and we don't realize when it happened, but we know that we've been praying for it and he's already answered that prayer. And then some things take a while, and we're still praying for it, but we still can't give up. We can't let go. We still have to hold on and keep praying for it. That's why we're here. It says, what keeps us from having the life God planned for us? What keeps us from having the life the life God planned for us? It says the problem, our separation from God. And what that is, it says, God created us in his image. He gave us a will and the freedom of choice. We choose to disobey him and go our own way, which is called sin. This separates us from God. Sin. Then it says, the Bible says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 3. Verse 23. Then it says, lets us know what happens when we sin. For the wages of sin is death. That means if you sin and you don't get it right before your number's called, you're lost throughout eternity. There's another chance for you. While the blood's running warm, he gives us free will, a free choice to make that decision for ourselves. It's up to us if we want it, and if we don't, it's still our free choice. But time comes, we can't say, well, that person didn't have a chance. I believe he gives everybody a chance and the opportunity to be able to come in contact with someone, somewhere, hear about his word. And it's up to us the way we receive it or the way we want it. I'm going to read this one. Our choice to sin separates us from God. People have tried many ways to bridge this gap between themselves and God. They tried many ways. But, you know, many ways won't get you anywhere. You can try and try and try. If you don't do it God's way, you're lost. You don't have another opportunity. And I found that in my life when I was going through. And he was dealing with me. It was to the point that I didn't think I was going to make it. April the 15th, 2008. Never made it on a Saturday evening on the side of a hospital bed thinking that I was going to die. And he gave me the opportunity as I had a sister pastor and the sister come down. And they come down with a lot of other people that was there too. But they come in, they prayed for me and asked me if I wanted to be saved. And I said, yes, I do. Well, I started praying and I received Christ into my life. And when I received him into my life, people say they don't know. If you don't know, you're not saved, because it's a difference when you accept Jesus Christ into your life. You can feel it. It's a difference. There's something about it. I can't explain it to you because you have to experience it for yourself. But I could feel that he accepted and received me as a child of God when I repented and asked forgiveness. And when he saved me and I started to get better and everything, it was like speaking to you. And he let me know that I'd seen what he could do for me. But I had a decision to make. Did I want to live for him? Because I'd seen what he could do for me. Or did I want to go back out into the world? And I know, as I thought about it, that if I went back out into the world, I wouldn't be here right now. I tell people I'm living off of borrowed time. Because that time might have been my time if I would have went back into the world. But when I told him, Lord, I want to live for you, seemed like that time was added on because he had something for me to do. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know I'd be to this point doing what I'm doing now, but I enjoy talking about the Lord. Don't know much, but I know enough to be able to help someone else to let them know about salvation. And that's a good thing. Show them the love of Jesus. And we all have to make that for ourselves. My mama used to tell me, she said, I can't carry you with me. She said, if I could, I'd take all of my children with me. She said, but you have to experience and live it for yourself. And that's the way it is. But I love the Lord tonight. And I'm going to open up my mics and give some other people a chance to give comments and speak on, you know, their experience with salvation or to share help to let people know about salvation. Good evening, everyone. God bless. We got your lines open. If anyone feels free to speak out.
I'd like to say that I enjoyed what you were talking about, and I do remember that night, but I'm going to listen to the show tonight because my allergies have flared up on me, and my nose is really, really stuffy and runny.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm just going to listen. But I know that night that you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior. Praise God. And what you went through, that's how he delivered you. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I said, I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it. I remember the date well. I remember everything that happened well. And I remember that night when he changed my life. And he'd been dealing with me. I tried to run, tried to get away, tried to dodge it. But when he speaks and he gets tired of speaking and you're not listening, and he gets you to a point that you can't do anything but just sit there and meditate and think on how bad the situation is, and he's dealing with your heart and mind, there's nothing you can do about it, and you feel like you're not going to make it. But when he answers prayer, you know it. When he gives a change into your life, you know it. There is nothing to do with I don't know. If a person asks you, are you saved? Do you have Christ's salvation? It's either a yes or no question. It's not a I don't know, because you know whether you have been changed or not, because you will feel the presence of the Lord and all that he continues to do for you and into your life. And we just have to continue to trust and believe. Alvin, we have someone else on the show. Would you have anything to say? Good evening. Well, praise the Lord. I'm going to go ahead and get into a little bit of something here. Okay, it says, the Bible says, there is a way that appears to be right, but in the end, it leads to death. There is a way that appears to be right, but in the end, it leads to death. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. Well, when you look at the situation, there's a lot of situations in the way people live that they use the word of God, and they don't get the full understanding of it, and they go with what they think on what they've read, and it appears to be right to them, but do you get the full understanding of the wrong and the right within that scripture? Because that's where you lose your focus at. If you don't get the full understanding, you know, you don't only get the wisdom, it says, we didn't get understanding. If you don't get understanding, you're lost. You're out into a world still yet of sin because you didn't understand the full meaning of what you were looking at or reading. So we have to understand that we can't appear that something's right when it comes to the Word of God. We got to know the right and the wrong in the Word of God. When it comes to that point, if you don't know, don't assume. Go to someone that can help you and give you an understanding. If you can't research it yourself and find out for yourself, go to someone, not anyone, when I say someone, go to a spiritual leader, not a worldly person, because all they can do is make the problem worse. They give you a worldly understanding and you think it's right. You go to a spiritual leader and you talk to them if you don't understand something, and let them help and guide you to it. The Spirit of God would give them what they need to give to you. And you accept it if you believe.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't believe, there's no use in talking to anyone, because you do it your way anyway. And we can't do things our way. We have to do it to the Word of God's way. Everything we do once we receive this great salvation in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that he has shed his blood for us to have, we have to receive it, believe it, and continue to live it daily. Not sometimes, every day. It's an everyday learning process. It's an everyday growing process. You learn something new in God's Word every day. I don't care. I have read something over again, and I pick up something in the verse that I didn't pick up the first time, and I'm like, well, I didn't really pay much attention to that as I thought I did, because it gave me something, a different type of meaning to go on. Even though I thought I understood it and researched, God's Word is just like a guidance to wherever you want to go. A guidance to lead you through eternal life. And one verse can give you many different meanings towards the truth. You just have to study it and read it and ask the Lord to give you an open mind and understanding of his Word. And he will. If you're sincere from the heart and you want it and you believe it, we have to continue 24/7. Like I said, I'm not perfect. I go through life just like the next man. I have problems just like the next person. I go through struggles just like somebody else might. But one thing I'm not going to do, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep calling on the Lord to help me. Help me, Lord, that I continue to keep the focus where it needs to be, and that's on you. I'm going to hold on no matter what. And this is a growing and a learning process. You don't get it overnight. Year in and year out, you're still going, you're still learning, you're still striving. Some things you feel like you're not going to never get. But when God opens up your eyes and understanding to that point, and you see, that means you took one more step forward, and you're trying to still reach that point. There's a prize at the end of this journey. And Lord, hallelujah, I'm trying my best to make it and do what I can to try to share what I can with someone else that might help them. I don't have time to let go. He's brought me too far. He's brought me through too many situations, too many painful situations, when I thought I was going to let go and not going to make it. But glory be to God. He kept me, and he's still keeping me. to this day. I pray for my relationship. Pray for my companion. We go through things. And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard. I ride sometimes. Talking to the Lord, turn my radio off, ride, talking to the Lord, crying because I feel so much hurt and in pain sometimes that I have to get away to get my focus back where it needs to be. And the only way sometimes I feel I can do that is to spend that downtime, me and him alone, riding in the car, to be able to talk about the situations that I'm facing. Same way I'm talking now, I ride and I talk to the Lord the same way and just pray, ask him to lead me, guide me, Lord. Help me, strengthen me, because I need you. I need you. I need your help. And I'll tell you the truth. In due time, you feel his presence. You feel him working in the situation. You feel him fixing something in your life. You feel him fixing things in your relationship that you didn't even think he was going to make it on. And I look and I say, Lord, thank you. You knew better than I did because sometimes I want to lean to my understanding. But the word lets us know not to lean to our own understanding. But sometimes when you're going through so much, it feels like that you can't help it. You try to get them thoughts coming up in your mind, and you have to ask the Lord to help you. Because I tell you, they'll come. The enemy will work. And when the enemy is working, that's the time he truly want to work on you when you're at your lowest. He brings all kind of thoughts to your mind, trying to draw you back. But to the word of God, I'm holding on. I'm holding on and I'm pressing on. He's been better than good to me. Better than good. I have this one right here. It says, but your iniquities have separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear. That's Isaiah chapter 59, verse 2. He was letting them know then how bad it was. And they had a chance back then, the Israelites, to change their hearts, their minds, and God had given them many, many, many chances. And they said, well, yeah, Lord, we're going to listen. And then they turn back and start complaining, getting upset about things that God was doing and taking them through situations. And they weren't looking at all that. All they wanted to do, if it wasn't the way that they wanted it or what they wanted, they wanted to complain about it. But God is faithful in all of his ways. It says, no bridge reaches God except one. So we have to know, and it says Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose from the grave. When he did, he paid the penalty for our sin and bridged the gap between us and God. So it says God's bridge, the cross. So, you know, that really says it all. If a person really wanted to pay attention to how you receive eternal life, because there's nothing but one way, and the word lets you know Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. What more can you ask for? That's eternal life in its own. But we have work to do. We have work to continue to do. Ongoing process, as I said before, ongoing process. We can't quit. It says, the Bible says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus. Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. So, I mean, he lets us know in his word, one God, one mediator between, and he's fighting and praying for us every day, praying for us that God give us another opportunity when we mess up, praying that God will continue to strengthen us in our everyday walk. The same way we have to continue to pray for our family and our lost loved ones, asking the Lord to please help them, Lord. Change them, Lord. Work on their hearts, Lord, that they will understand that it's all about you, that they'll understand the things that's happening good in their life is you, Lord. The bad things is because of the enemy and the sin of the world and the sin that you're living in. You have to look to Christ through all things. He's the one that can see you through. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for, it says the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. It says, Christ also suffered once for sins. So that lets us know he suffered once. The only sacrifice that we needed that could do that alone. One time, didn't have to be no animals every time you turn around and sacrifice and different sacrifices that they had to offer up an offering or sacrifice. And everything, Christ was the only accepted one that had to do it that one time that God was pleased with his son for what he did. He didn't have to do it. Christ loved us so much that he gave his only one son. And he didn't have to do it. So, if that's not love, and the way that we come about love, I don't know what it is. And then one little thing happens in our life, and we get all upset about it and everything, and we never look at the sacrifice that Christ sacrificed for us. And we complain about this, we complain about that, and we go through this and go through that, we're unhappy about this. You know, it's just like when things is going on in situations in life, you can say, well, I thank the Lord for the things that, you know, it's not so bad for me because it could always be somebody else going through worse than I am. And, you know, the thing is, it is someone else going through worse than I am or somebody else may be going through. That's why. We pray for everybody. I don't have to know you to pray for you because you're going through something. Because Christ already knows about it. He already knows about it. He's the only one that can answer that prayer if I'm in the right position to make that request, that prayer request. If I'm not in the right position, then I might as well not pray. That's why as God's children, we have to always make sure that whatever the situation may be going on, that we get it fixed, that we keep ourselves in that position, that when someone asks for prayer and you to pray for them, you pray with confidence, with faith in Jesus, knowing that you're where you need to be before you pray for that person. Because Christ already knows whether you are or not. So why fake it and play as if you doing what you have to do before you get everything that you know that should be right in your life before you make that prayer request. Because sometimes we're going through something. We have to pray for ourselves that we get in the position that God blesses us to be in the position we need to be in. Because we're going through struggles in life. We're going through things in life that brings a hurt, a strain on you sometimes. So we have to continue to pray for self as well as everybody else. Because Christ is the source. He's the source of it all. And he's the only one that can see us through it all. As long as we trust and we depend on Jesus, we can make it. And I know we can make it because he's already did too much for me and let me see the things that he's done for me in life. And I've been blessed so many ways, I couldn't tell it all. But I'm thankful. I'm grateful because he's continuously something good coming up, opening doors that I didn't think that would be open, you know. So it's a blessing when he opens doors for you. We just have to look to him and say, I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing for me, what you've done, what you're doing, and thanking you in advance for what you're going to do, because I don't know the future. I don't know what's coming my way. But if it's coming from the Lord, I want to be able to do whatever he's given me to do. I don't want to overdo things, but just whatever I am blessed to do in the name of Jesus is what I want to do. It says God has provided the only way back to him. You must make a choice. It says he has provided God the only way back to him. You must make a choice. And it says our response, receive Christ. There you go. On its way back to God. When you make the choice, receive Christ, his son. Receive his son. He's letting us know we have a way back if we want it. That's our choice in life, Jesus Christ. It says we must trust and receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. It says, the Bible says, yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he have the right to become children of God. John 1:12. It says, yet to all who did receive him, Jesus Christ, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. I thank him for it. In the name of Jesus, I thank him for it. And then it says here, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9. You know, I mean, when you're talking about the Lord, and we know everything that we read in the Word of God, is what we need in our life. And all we have to do is take what God gives us, use it in our lives for the guide and the road to salvation. And when it ends up at the end of that road, it all comes to Christ. It all comes to Christ. It all comes up about Christ. Because it said one mediator in between God and mankind, Jesus Christ. So the thing is, if Jesus is in between God, then Jesus, and he's the mediator for us as we continue to live this life, pleading our case for us. All we have to do is make a choice. What choice do we want? What choice do we want? Do we want to make that choice, or do we want to leave it alone? He has made a way for each and every one of us for salvation in his Son, in Jesus Christ. Yeah, hold up. And if we don't take that choice and do what we're supposed to do in a right way, we won't make it. It says, which side are you on? Decide with Christ or without him. And then it says right here, here is how you can accept Christ into your life. Admit your need. I am a sinner. Be willing to turn from your sins. That means repent. Believe that Jesus Christ died for you on the cross and rose from the grave. That means be saved by faith.
Mm-hmm.
It said, through prayers, invite Jesus Christ to control your life through the Holy Spirit. That means receive him as Lord and Savior. I got everybody's mic open. We got about 7 minutes. Anyone want to comment? Anyone want to add anything or speak on something? Praise the Lord to everybody. God bless you.
You brought out some good points tonight.
Everybody's mic's open.
I've enjoyed it. You brought out some good points. Engaged some good scripture.
Well, praise the Lord. Anyone else? Praise the Lord. We're on countdown.
Shalom, family. Peace and blessings.
Shalom. God bless.
Yes, sir. I called in. I kept looking at the clock, and it was something to, and I said, well, your show's not on yet. And I got busy doing something else. Just realized you were on. So I just come on a couple
of
minutes.
Hey, that's the way it goes. Sometimes we do get busy, and I tell you the truth, time passes so quick when you get busy doing something.
Yeah. As they say, time really flies when you're having fun.
Praise the Lord, it does.
Yeah,
sometimes you get to
go on
and you think that you want to have more time sometimes than you had.
Yeah, and talking about the word and the life, you know, that time just passes us by because we're so involved and, you know, it's something that we enjoy talking about and something we enjoy doing.
Yes. Oh, yes.
God be the glory. I didn't get your first scripture or subject you're talking about. I missed all of that. I'm sorry.
The first scripture was Romans 5:1. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. And
yeah.
That's the only way.
Thing was God's purpose. God's purpose,
uh-huh.
Peace, and life.
Yeah. Okay. That's the only way.
Just talking about the way that, you know, we had to have that peace through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and talking about how, you know, God made a way for us to share this great salvation, each and every one of us, by choice, or by, you know, we have a choice of our own, a free will to make the decision whether we want it or whether we don't, but it's up to us, and then...
Yes.
Kind of letting people know the way that you have to come to the road of salvation and what it takes, because everyone needs it and everyone can get it, but everyone's not going to receive it.
Amen.
But
that's
it's an open case. It's an option, and it's an open case. It's an invite to Christ, because he did it all. There's nothing else to be done but accept it or not.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That is so true. And your message is timely for those who are around the earth who are going through trials and tribulation. And
yes.
The part that I heard, through the Savior, they can find peace in the midst of where they are. And
yes.
I have been particularly mentioning Ukraine and Russia and just letting them people know that we pray for them every Wednesday night.
Oh, yes.
And all during the week, we're praying this radio station.
The
commitment to spread the gospel message across the earth, and that's what we are about. And
amen.
Last time I looked at the stats, I see this as a congregation. God gave me the vision, and this is my congregation, and which means. It's your congregation as well, because you are sharing the vision that God gave me.
Right now,
he's touching. He's using us and to touch the lives of people all over the earth. And I'm just amazed at that, how the station listeners are growing now. So,
amen.
I pray for the bloggers, but I pray for all of you.
Yes, me too.
God will continue to provide you with the wisdom and knowledge, as well as the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. And one thing I learned in seminary, some people want to call it cemetery, but I learned a lot from the seminary. My preaching professor, he said that your congregation are like a patient that's coming to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to be in a position to know our congregation. That's why I'm calling out the people in Ukraine and in Russia that are listening, because they need to hear what the Savior is saying about them in their situation and circumstances right now.
So true.
And how they can deal with the evil that is raining down around them.
That's right.
That God, Elohim, the Creator, has not forgotten them, and that
they
can cry out to him. Because, you know, it's, and let me be quiet. That's your program, not mine. So.
That's all right. I'm enjoying it along with everyone else. Because it's always a blessing to me.
I just wanted to make that comment. And Oh, the email address to anybody who's listening. Our email address to the station is talkingdrums12@gmail.com. And comment, keep your conspiracy theory to yourself. I'm not interested in hearing it. I will not pass it on to the bloggers, number one. Number two, have it spiritually based, and we will respond to you either on the air or you will get a email.
Amen. So true. Well, I do want to say I thank each and every one that has called in, participated, and been a part of listening, and everyone out into the internet and phone line world. It's an honor and a blessing to be able to be a part of something spiritual and something that God has given us, set up through the bishop and everything to be a part of, to share. And as I've always said, I like it because not only am I able to share something, it helps me to be able to learn more of something as I go through the readings and the studying and trying to, let the Spirit lead me into what the Lord gives me to say, if it's an encouraging word to someone, because I've been blessed so much over time that I'm still looking to the Lord for everything, still seeking for his precious Holy Ghost presence in my life, still living the best that I can in life, knowing that my season is coming. I'm not letting down. Mm-hmm. I'm not holding back, because I'm here to share the word of God in the way that he leads and give it to me. So I'm blessed to be a part. I'm thankful for each and every one here. And with that being said, shalom, until God brings us together again.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. Shalom.